Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the most average podcast ever. It's Zach.
That guy in a little coat. That guy in a little coat.
And the nose.
I look good. I mean, really good.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
All right, welcome back. Volume 17, Zach and the Nose podcast. Yes, we're back again, and it is kind of in the dead spell of the sports world to a point, I guess you could say, if you're an NBA playoff guy. Actually, I'm going to take that back. It is a good time of the year for sports. Maybe not fantasy sports like we talk here on the podcast a lot. NHL playoffs are going on. NBA playoffs are going on. And one of my favorite times of the year is happening right now, basically as we speak. The NFL draft going on in Nashville, first round tonight. We are taping this on Thursday. Hopefully Solana put this up for us in time. Friday, second and third round, fourth round, fifth round, sixth, seventh on Saturday. It's draft weekend. It's huge. I'm excited. But it is the ultimate nerd couple days for not just me, but for a lot of people out there, including my co-host, my partner in crime, that comes on this podcast, The Nose, sitting right next to me as he always does as we tape. Good morning, Nose. How are you?
This is it. I mean, we have the next 4 days of pure heaven.
Just nerdery at its finest. And what I mean by that is, of course, Nose is like me, a huge draft nerd, watches all the draft shows and the mock drafts. And now finally, we're at the point where there will be real picks made tonight. Guys will be on teams. Next week, we'll have a full recap of all the draft stuff. But instead of kind of doing the draft kind of podcast, which you might think is coming out right now, the nerdery weekend. What I mean by that is the Avengers movie comes out this weekend. We're both fans of that, me and the Nose. And Game of Thrones is just about to get into the best part of this entire series, because not only winter is coming, it's here. Winter's here, and the fight is about to start. I can't be more excited for this week's edition of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we have an hour and 22 minutes on Sunday night of just literally pure fighting.
I cannot wait.
And we're going to, I prepared, and you don't even know it, I prepared a little game for the podcast.
I'm excited.
Little game that you have no idea what's coming, so we're going to see what kind of fan you are.
Okay.
But first, let's discuss what we do here, which is sports, which is the draft, and there is not really a fantasy angle yet, but tomorrow there will be, because we're going to find out what happens tonight. And you know, we and you discussed this a little bit. We brought up the idea of, you know, what are we going to do for this podcast? Are we going to do, am I going to do my basically 32 predictions? And I decided to say, no way are we doing this.
We're not doing no damn mock draft.
Let me explain why I'm not doing what every other person does out there. We're not going to. Is that, you know, what really threw me off was when Gruden last week decided to kick every one of his scouts out of his.
What was that about?
I'll tell you what that about. I'm going to answer that question. What's that about is all of these scouts, they all have their guy and they're giving them information. So what's going on is you can't trust anything that is out there right now. What Mel Kiper and Todd McShay and all the guys on NFL Network are predicting is just content. It's BS because nobody knows. And they're never right. Why are they never right? Because they're not being leaked correct information. They're either being leaked crap or they're just using their brains to try to figure out who deserves to be in what position, et cetera. So after learning that Gruden, with your boy Mayock,
Mike Mayock,
kicked out everybody, was assigned to me that no one knows what's going on.
No, of course not.
And so to sit here and start predicting to you guys with a 10th pick, some Boston College offensive tackle or center.
I take that for the Dolphins.
A, to me, that's boring. Yeah. And B, I just don't think it's fun content. I think it's...
No, it's boring.
I'm not doing it.
We're not doing a mock draft.
And this is a pure night. Zach, just like you said, The NFL draft has always meant something very, very important to my heart. Growing up, watching the ticker, the suspense of, you know, finding out what your team is going to get. There's nothing better than that. And, you know, the NFL really screwed up many years ago when they started showing the people and you knew what the pick was before. They fixed it. And so now you have that drama again. I stay off Twitter, Zach.
You have to.
I stay off of it. What are you going to do that for?
No,
it ruins the best night.
Jay Glazer doesn't work for the NFL Network or for ESPN or any of the networks that are covering this tonight. Jay Glazer didn't get a mandate from the NFL not to spoil picks. Alex Marvez didn't get one not to spoil picks. All these guys that don't work for ESPN, don't work for the Disney company, or don't work for NFL Network. Ian Rappaport will not be tweeting out picks tonight. Either will Adam Schefter. They are mandated not to. Anyone that doesn't work for those companies is going to try to get the scoop, as they should, as journalists in this business. I don't want to see who the Dolphins pick at 13, 30 seconds before it's announced. I want to wait. I did the same thing a couple of years back when Laremy Tunsil dropped with the whole bong on his face, the gas mask bong.
Respect.
I saw the picture before the draft, right as it was starting, and I saw it. I saw all of a sudden Laremy Tunsil dropping a little bit, and I decided, and we were at the QAM draft party that night, I'm turning my phone off. I don't want to see it. I was sitting with my brother and a couple of his friends. They were all telling me, get off Twitter, get off Twitter. I don't want to know. And I kept thinking to myself, holy shit, we're going to get Laremy Tunsil. He is dropping. And it happened, but I would have known that 30 seconds before, 60 seconds before. I don't do that. I used to. I don't do that anymore. I can't do it.
You figured it out.
Yeah, you're right. I did.
Put down your phones, people.
Yes.
Enjoy this.
Enjoy the draft.
Yeah, enjoy the draft.
That's it.
Have a nice cold Jack Daniels on the rocks.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it.
I'm gonna get loose tonight. I'm gonna enjoy it. But there is something. Let's talk for a second, because people care about in this market are the Miami Dolphins.
Of course.
And so I think it was 6 weeks ago I made a prediction as to who the Dolphins would get on our podcast, and I am holding to my prediction. I think you're going to have a new quarterback at that 13th pick, and I think his name is going to be, what is it, Drew Lock?
Drew Lock,
okay.
Yes, Missouri.
Missouri. I watched him live in person. This guy is an athlete. He's a player. If you Dolphin fans out there get Drew Lock, I think you are on your road to recovery. So I'm saying go get him. Now, I think he could go before to Denver. So, and that's the type of stuff I can't go. All the scenarios, I'm not going through that with all you
guys. How about the mock drafts where they have the trades in it? It's the dumbest thing.
It's the dumbest thing.
I understand people need content. Listen, we've had Pete Prisco on the show in the last week. We've had Tony Pauline, a lot of these guys that are the draft guys, and they have to put out mocks.
Their
and they
job.
Say how much. Peter King came on Twitter the other day and said, I don't like doing mock drafts because most of you think I'm an idiot anyway, and now you have proof that I got 3 out of 32 right, so I'm a bigger idiot to you, and everyone hates doing it. The only guys that like doing the mock drafts are the guys that get paid year-round to do it. There are two guys, and we did an entire podcast, basically, on how jealous we are of the two of them. That's Todd McShay and Mel Kiper Jr.
Yeah,
and Mayock used to be that guy, but now he doesn't work and do that anymore. Those two guys are the only guys that I need to see mocks from, and I think both those guys are idiots anyway, because they usually get 4 right, and because of that, they get an extra 2-year extension on their contract.
Right, and like, again, I'm not going to beat this, you know, too hard, but like, who are we, you know, who are me and you? We're going to read what Kiper and McShay, and we would probably Daniel Jeremiah and Pauline and all these guys, and maybe we would put them all together and make our best predictions. It's BS. It's not worth doing. So, you know what? Let's keep it clean. Enjoy your drafts. Enjoy all 3 days. It's a beautiful thing, and hopefully your team will hit. And that's the best way to put it. There is no better event that's coming up. So everybody just sit back, enjoy
the next couple days.
Enjoy it. And if you Dolphin fans get Josh Rosen and then pick a player like a Williams from Alabama, you know, at your pick, I think you're doing the best job there.
That's
but I do think that the Dolphins need to take a quarterback until they get it right. Don't stop doing it until you get a quarterback. And if you don't take one in the first round, then take Will Greer in the second round. Okay, this is not very hard. Or take a chance on Rosen. If it doesn't work, everything leads to next year's draft, where you have really ultimately 3 studs, apparently 3 huge studs coming out, and that's Herbert out of Oregon, and that's Fromm out of Georgia, and of course the prize of all prizes,
Tua.
Yep. So if it doesn't work this year, make it work next year. Draft a quarterback until it works, Dolphins. That's it. That's the conversation, and I'm ending the draft on that note.
I like it. I like the fact you have Drew Lock in there also. We'll see what happens at the draft in the first round for that. Okay, so to the nerdery part of the podcast, which I'm very excited about, we'll start with Avengers. We'll end with Game of Thrones. We'll start with Avengers. We did learn something about each other, I think, in the last podcast or the one before, that we're both kind of into the whole comic book stuff. A lot of people aren't. A lot of people can't stand it. This is a billion-dollar movie coming out, and they've all been basically billion-dollar movies. All 21 before this. There's been 21 movies in the Marvel Universe so far. This is 22. I'm excited. I'm excited for this because I grew up a comic book nerd. I went to Walden Books in the malls growing up and would literally buy comics.
Nerd alert.
Yes, nerd alert.
Oh, my God, you are much worse than me.
Oh, I would buy comics. I have literally in my parents' garage, in their attic, I have probably, you know, those little banker boxes that you could buy. I probably have 10 of them filled with comic books. Like ridiculous amounts of comic books that hopefully one day will pay for my kids' college, you know, if they are ever worth anything. They're probably in terrible shape, and my parents probably have rats in the attic at this point that are probably eating through those comic books. But I've loved it. I never, ever thought when I was 7, 8 years old, 10 years old, that we would be talking 30 years later about how these are movies now.
And the key to these movies, in my opinion, are how good the actors are. You
sure.
know, right?
Of course,
right. So you know, Iron Man is a legendary character because Robert Downey Jr. is just so freaking goddamn
yes.
good at his job.
He's so good, at
right?
It.
You know, so you know, they just did a great job of casting, and then they brought in the Guardians of the Galaxy to join the. You know, it's just like literally, the Avengers Endgame is a collaboration of just so many characters.
It's
and they
unbelievable.
Put them all together.
Yep.
And of course they wiped out half the population last time.
Well, of course. So we'll learn more about that and what happened with that. Obviously, and this can't be a spoiler because I haven't seen the movie yet, but I already know of movies coming out in the next couple of years where some of these characters that were kind of wiped out have their own movies coming up.
Right.
So they're not obviously all going to be dead. But the whole point is, I don't know. I have no idea how they're going to like work this out. I don't know what's going to happen.
Right. Is Ant-Man going to go back in time?
That's it. Who's going to save everybody? Obviously, Captain Marvel is going to be a huge part of it. I saw Captain Marvel.
Hot.
She's hot. That's one. Two, the movie was pretty good. I didn't love it, but I didn't dislike it. There hasn't been too many of the movies in the Marvel Universe that I've literally said, you know what, I dislike that movie. I kind of liked them all, maybe because I am a comic book nerd.
Yeah, I mean, listen, like, all the Thor movies, yeah. What a character he
yes.
is for the women out there.
Yep.
Very good-looking man.
He is.
Know,
right. Wields a huge hammer. Like, come on.
Right.
What guy doesn't want to wield a huge hammer?
I guess, Jesus, now you're getting into a little sexual tone here.
Oh,
with me.
Is that
so
where
I'm stepping back now, or at least I took it that way. Yeah, so we have an amazing movie coming yep. up where you are like, what's happening? Like, yeah, Black Panther's not dead. Black Panther can't be dead.
Can't be dead, right?
Right? I mean, that guy's too cool.
Way too cool.
Kinda, I'm doing it.
And I mean, Spider-Man, like, there's just a lot of characters I can't
really
wait to see.
They really, like, there's so many characters.
There's so, first off, and the crazy part is that what the Marvel Universe hasn't done yet, which they will now soon, they lost half the good characters to Fox. When Fox started putting out all these movies and shitty movies.
Dude, you
Fantastic
are.
Fantastic Four.
You're a bigger nerd.
Shitty movie. Oh, I'm telling you, all my life I've been a comic book guy. I just never thought it would come to the forefront like this, where the nerdery from my early, early days as a kid and being a comic book guy has literally come to life right in front of me. Fantastic Four and X-Men, they were not Marvel kind of movies. They weren't made by the Marvel Universe like we see today. They're all going to be redone.
Yeah,
we're going to bring back. You think there's a lot of characters now? There's like 20 characters they haven't even brought out of life, you know, into the limelight yet. So it should be fun. It's
gonna. They're going to keep this going forever. You know why?
Because it's billions of dollars.
Dollar bills, y'all. Just flip it.
It's ridiculous. So I bought my tickets about 2 weeks ago or something like that.
What are you gonna do here? So talk to me. Walk me through you and your brother, who I'm assuming enjoy.
He does
eating now, some food during the movie. What do we
yes.
go with?
You know,
Mountain Dew.
You know, not the Mountain Dew because I don't want to be like. I'll probably end up going. I'd rather eat my calories that day than drink my calories.
So it's gonna be a Diet Coke. Okay.
But it's going to be the large popcorn. Whatever the biggest popcorn they could sell me at that movie theater is going to be.
What do you do with the butter? Do you go underneath that thing and lace that butter?
You know what I am doing? And this is a life hack that I'm sure a lot of people know about.
Okay.
If there's not like 40 people in line behind me, and it's kind of a short line, and I buy the large popcorn, whether it's in the big bucket or it's like the big bag.
I can't believe what you're about to say to me.
I tell them, please fill it halfway.
Oh, my God.
And they're, why? And I go, I'm going to take the other half in a second, and I'll go do not a ton, like where it's dripping out of the bottom, because you do have to hold the bag at some point.
This is a pure professional play.
But I do like a little bit of the butter there, because when you get midway through your bag of popcorn, the butter's gone if you do the butter on top.
Just coming right off the top of my head, this is no different than making a good nachos.
That's it.
Right. You have to layer it. You got to get that cheese underneath
it. Otherwise, you're just eating chips at the end.
Right.
Chips and a jalapeno. You don't want that.
Gainesville Ale House, remember that?
Of course.
It was the worst. You would eat the chicken
and then it's gone. And then what do you do at that point? So, yeah, I do the half-filled bag, a little bit of butter. Then I get the rest of it on there. Then I layer it. The top part's got to be fully layered.
I hope you don't eat the next day, because that is a calorie intake for the weekend.
That is, I think we're going to like the 11 a.m. or noon show on Saturday. And literally the next meal I'll have is dinner with my wife that night. Like,
I hope it's got a lot of greens in it.
It's gonna be a kale smoothie for dinner that night. Yeah, it's not gonna be very heavy.
I need you living, bro.
I know, but my wife too. My wife listens to this, she's gonna kill me anyway, because she first thing she said to me was, "You're not getting buttered popcorn at the movie theater."
Oh, but she won't be there.
Obviously.
Fair enough.
That's the obvious.
So here, let's play this one, one game.
Let's do it.
We're gonna be playing this in a much larger level in a second with the Games of Thrones, but do you have any predictions without knowing? Guys, we don't know anything.
Sure.
So just, there are zero spoilers here.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Do you have any predictions at what might happen?
Yes, one major character, if not
is
more
going
than
down.
That, is done.
Who do you got?
And I think it's going to be Captain America.
Same here.
I think Captain America is going to die, because I do know, going back to my comic book nerdery of a kid, at some point the Winter Soldier becomes Captain America. Bucky Brooks becomes the next Captain America, and I feel like that's going to happen. And this is a perfect way to segue into four more Captain America movies.
So you're predicting this huge scene where he just basically saves the world.
He dies beating Thanos. Like, he dies, like as he's killing another guy.
It's going to be a hell of a heroic death.
It's going to be, it has to be, because it's Captain America. This guy's not just going to get shot in the back by
some dude. I feel
like
that's very popular in what everyone believes.
It's Captain America or Iron Man, not in the next set of movies.
Right. Well, based on, logic that Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. might not... What is it called? A little long in the tooth?
That's right.
They might be onto new things.
Correct.
So
correct.
I think we're both expecting the same thing. I really don't want to see anybody die, because it's going to happen. But it's going to happen, so we have to prepare for it. Like Gamora, she passed on.
Didn't it bother you when Gamora got thrown off to get the Soul Stone? It bothered me.
He had to do what he had to do.
I know he did. Even in the beginning of that movie, when Loki... died in the beginning of the movie, and you're like, what?
How does Loki die in that scene, yet when the Hulk in, what was it, the first the first Avengers,
yes,
takes him like a doll and just smashes him on the ground.
But he dies being choked out by Thanos.
Shows Thanos his power, man.
It obviously does. So, yeah, but my other prediction with that is that I don't think Loki's really dead.
You don't?
I think that somehow, some way, he comes out of this, and he is a part of this movie somehow, some way. Now, it could be, from what we see in kind of trailers and stuff, there's some sort of back in time element of this movie. I don't know for sure. Like I said, I haven't seen this movie. And that's where maybe Loki shows back up, but I don't know exactly what's going to happen. This is different than the actual comic book kind of setting for this.
Right.
Because in the comic book setting, I think Iron Man dies. But I think that Captain America is going to be the one here. And obviously, if you really dive into it deep, Chris Evans' contract is kind of done right now with Marvel.
Don't dive.
I try not to.
Don't dive.
And I don't like watching the spoiler stuff beforehand. Look for these Easter eggs. Don't be that douche.
Yeah.
Don't be
just
that douche.
Go enjoy a movie.
There's times in the movie, and I brought my dad to see the first Avengers movie in the movie theater just because he loves stupid shit like that. And I had to explain a lot to him during the movie. But, we're in a kind of movie theater where, I could kind of, whisper to him and no one's going to be bothered. But if you're sitting close to somebody, don't be that guy.
Sure.
I tried not to be that guy, but my dad's like, who's that? I'm like, that's actually the Black Panther. That's this guy or that's this guy. And he's like, oh, cool. He had no idea.
Yeah.
He's never read a comic book in his life. He was just there to eat popcorn. And
I hope that was your second time seeing it, because that could be annoying.
Yeah, no. I haven't seen Mona. In the movie theater, I didn't see any of these movies twice.
Okay.
If it's on HBO or Netflix or something like that, I might have seen it. I think I've seen the Infinity Gauntlet, the last Infinity War one. I think I've seen it 10 times.
Last question on this subject, on the Avengers. What was your favorite movie?
Wow.
Out of all of them, now it could be not It could be Captain America, original one.
Sure,
it could
sure.
be
There's
Iron
been 21
Man,
of
one,
them
two,
so far,
okay,
yeah.
Out of the 21.
I'm going to do one better than that. I'm going to give you my top five. I have made a top five list.
Wow, you could do this right now?
Right off the top of my head, I can give you a top five.
At number five.
At number five, it's Guardians of the Galaxy Part 1. It's the introduction of the Guardians of the Galaxy, because growing up, Guardians of the Galaxy were not popular at all.
It's a great call.
Nobody knew the Guardians of the Galaxy outside of maybe you saw their comic book, but you really weren't interested, and whatever it was. But all the new characters, Peter Quill, I mean, like they were. It was well done, the movie. And I liked 2, even though some people thought it was boring. And I liked the music in it, too. I'm like an 80s baby.
Me too.
I like the 80s music.
I am Groot. And I just love the soundtrack.
Of course.
Yes.
Okay, number 4 would be Black Panther. Just because it was cool. It was really like a cool movie.
It was real cool.
It brought in a whole new aspect of this Marvel universe with Wakanda and the Black Panther and even just some of the characters in it and the technology, how cool it was with that technology and the storylines. You could just tell there's going to be 10 movies made from that first Black Panther movie. Somehow, some way, his sister is going to get involved if something ever happens to him and Killmonger and all that. It was just a pretty cool thing. Number 3 was Civil War. The reason why is because it was really the first time you saw, like, so many of these characters in the movie together, and they were fighting each other.
I just didn't like them fighting each other.
To me, it was, reading the comic books growing up, the one, like, kind of iconic scene growing up was Captain America and Iron Man fighting. Like, the two heroes. What are they doing?
Yeah.
And now you kind of saw the detailed reason why these two guys were starting to fight. So that was pretty cool to me. Number 2 was Thor. Was it Ragnarok? I don't even know how to say the name.
Yeah, Ragnarok.
I thought it was awesome. Just the movie in general, plus the fact that Thor and Hulk fought in there, and Loki was kind of the funny guy in there, and the Valkyrie, and there was some cool stuff in that movie. And I really just liked the kind of setting with the movie. And Jeff Goldblum makes a nice cameo in that movie.
Weirdo.
Yeah, such a weirdo. My first and my number one was the first Avengers movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the fact
they're all together.
This is the first movie. We've seen Spider-Man before where, like, there's a character, other character, in it, or he's fighting a guy. Or in the Captain America movie, you saw him fighting Red Skull. Guys like that. This one had everyone in it at once. If you're a comic book nerd like me, this was true heaven at first. I didn't care what the movies, what the scenes were about, this and that. Hulk, Captain America, Thor, all meeting together. The Avenger Initiative, Nick Fury, the whole deal. I am truly a nerd for this stuff. But that was my ecstasy when it comes to the Marvel Universe. It really was awesome.
I was on the Captain America Winter Soldier.
Great movie.
My favorite. It gave me the Nick Fury that I needed. Samuel L. Jackson in any single fashion is just phenomenal. That was my favorite.
So. My coming in sixth place for me would have been Doctor Strange because of how cool the movie was.
It was cool. A lot of great graphics.
So different.
His powers confuse me. I'm not going to lie. I know. You're jumping into different time zones, universes.
I kind of like that. He could stop time, go back in time, all that stuff. I feel like he's going to be a big part of the
Everyone enjoy that movie. But now this is the time of the show that we're going to go
into. I'm excited.
This is where our boy Mondo, you've done well. Now it's time for you to cut off. It's time for you to watch the show, buddy.
Workflow over.
Yeah, workflow. It's time for the Games of Thrones.
I love it. Shit's about to get real in Game of Thrones.
Games of Thrones has taken over the nation, the world, and we are now back down to the final, 4 episodes, correct?
4 episodes left. Yeah, 6 in the season. We're already done with 2. Yeah, wow, I can't believe it. It's almost making me sad.
Yeah, so what I've done today is, if you are a Game of Thrones fan, I have put together a little game where it's very simple. Lives or dies.
Wow.
That's simple. I'm going to give you 15 characters, and we're going to talk about the characters for a second.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you whether or not you believe they are simply going to make it or not. Now, in 2 weeks from now, when we're doing a podcast, there's going to be a hell of a lot of these people still dead.
Yes.
And a hell of a lot of these people still alive.
Right, correct.
But now, at that point, we might jump into saying who's going to actually win the Game of Thrones.
Got
and who's going to sit on
who's
the
Who's going to sit on the Iron Throne. Okay.
Right. But for now, we have a war coming. And that war is going to be an hour and 22 minutes of just savage. And a lot of people are going
to
die.
Yeah.
On Sunday night.
So. Sure. Yeah.
Let's be prepared for it.
Yep.
But so here's the question. This is not going to be who just dies on this battle. This is going to be for the balance of the show.
Okay.
So this is going to be judged 15 characters. We're each going to pick lives or dies. And we're going to see who has the most correct.
All right.
At the end of Game of Thrones.
I love it. And so in about a month from now or so, we'll know the total number of this, with kind of the tiebreaker being who sits on the throne.
And the winner's going to get a bottle of liquor of their choice.
I like it.
And that's how we're going to do it. So we're gonna just start. I'm gonna take over here.
You guide
my sword
you
always. I am a scatterbrained. I am ADD. I don't know how to focus, but I'm going to now switch roles and I'm going to put you on the spot. So first character, everybody, we are going with the man, the myth, the legend, Jon Snow.
Wow.
Okay. So Jon Snow's situation, he's currently banging his aunt. Okay.
Which is funny altogether.
He's the true heir to the throne. Mm-hmm. She's not so happy about it. Does Jon Snow make it and does he live by the end? Zach, is that a live or a die?
I think that he will, woof, man, Jon Snow's a tough person to start with.
Every single person's going to be a tough call.
I know. Jon Snow will live. Jon Snow will be alive.
We got to live. Okay, so he's died once already.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to kill him twice. I got Jon Snow making it, okay? I think people like my wife, your wife, all the people who watch the Game of Thrones will be very upset if they see him die a second time. So I have him living as well. So unfortunately, for the first one, we both think the same thing. But that's okay. All right, let's just go to his lover and now his aunt, Daenerys. My God, you know, I want to put think maybe because she's gotten less naked over the years, this might somehow be a formula whether she lives or dies. She's got two dragons. She doesn't know yet that there's a third dragon.
Well,
or
didn't, no, I'm not forgetting his name. Bran. Okay. He said, I think in the last episode, they got one of your dragons. Like they're coming and they have one of your dragons. I think she knows now, but they haven't seen it yet. So that's a huge, when they actually see a dragon on the other side of the field.
Does that ghost dragon take her down?
I don't know.
What's it called? Not a ghost dragon. It's a
demon. It's like a zombie dragon. That's exactly. I'll tell you what. I'll answer this question for you. She does not make it.
You got her dying.
At the end of Game of Thrones, she will not be there. I believe she's going to be dead at that point.
You got her dead.
Yep.
You got her dead.
Yep.
I got her alive.
Okay.
Alive. Next.
That could be the one that determines the bottle of liquor right there.
It could be.
That could be the one.
What about the ginger? Stansa Stark. There's two gingers.
Wow.
But Stansa, a lot of people are saying that she's going to be the one that ends up on the Iron Throne.
You might have just stolen my thunder there.
She might have. You believe it, don't you?
I honestly believe at this point that she might be, outside of her sister, the biggest badass on the show right now that we don't really know about.
In Vegas, I got her at 4-1.
She's been through a lot, including Joffrey and all the bullshit. She saw her dad.
How about Ramses?
Yeah.
Best character in Games of Thrones. We could talk about that for another 30 minutes. The best character, if you guys watch it, Ramses, that guy was...
Nutball.
Dude, my
total
opinion is
ball.
The crazier, like Joffrey.
Yeah.
When you hated them, that means they were the best actors.
I agree.
Oh, my God. So Stansa, is she going to live? Is she going to die?
No,
oh, you got her living.
She's a live, yeah.
Okay. Living. You know what? I'm going against the grain.
Wow.
I think everyone thinks that. I think they're going to go in a different direction. I got her dying.
Wow.
Dead. All right, now the best character in the show, and something we have to sort of talk about a little bit. I know it's a little sensitive for me. We saw Arya Stark have sex.
She was naked.
It was not a body double.
No, it was her.
Yeah, what?
She had sex.
What year did we start watching her?
I mean, how many seasons of Game of Thrones? This is season 8? So it's been, and they were off for an entire year?
And a half.
So we're talking probably 10 years now?
Yeah.
So she was what? 10 years old, 12 years old. Yeah. She's probably 22, 23.
She's 23
now.
Right now. I've looked that up.
She's 23. That makes me feel better. I felt dirty.
Did you feel dirty?
I did because I thought at one point I have seen her. It's like, you know, seeing your neighbor. You know, you saw your neighbor grow up. You know, she was a kid and now she's 22. And now she's naked having sex on film.
Right.
It was weird.
I know. I'm going to go off base here, but like, it's a little different than like those Jenner girls who we saw as little girls. And now they're just,
that's way different.
Right. Now they're models. Arya is sort of not hot.
No, you're right.
Right.
But you never, in the 8 seasons so far in 2 episodes, you've never pictured her naked.
And I just felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, right?
Hey, that bastard, he didn't have to do much. She's like, listen,
she was ready
I'm dying knowing what it's like to have sex.
Wow.
Mad respect.
Yeah.
Is she living?
She's living.
You got her living.
I not only have her living.
Well, save it.
Yeah.
Save it.
But she's living. Yeah.
Well, because we'll know a little bit more in a few weeks. You have her living.
She's living.
See, I had Stance at dead. I can't have both Stark girls dying. I'm going to go with you because she's my favorite character.
Yep.
Well, second favorite, because my favorite, both living, my favorite, Tyrion Lannister,
yep.
The imp. The imp. What do you got for the imp? I mean, is there anybody more strategic, any more smarter in the kingdom?
No, there isn't, and that's the reason why he is kind of the biggest character on the show right now. No pun intended, he is the smallest guy, but he is the biggest character on the show, and he's probably the most important because of the fact that he's on the other side of the field than his older sister, who is going to be the main enemy outside of the kind of the all the Night Walkers, like the Night King. Like he's like... That's the most important. Now, alive or dead for him is tough because they can't kill him off in this episode because it's too early, especially with four left. If he dies...
This is the whole season, though. We're not doing just this
I know. But I'm just trying
Army
to think.
Army of the Dead fight, yeah.
I have the Mother of Dragons dead. He would be the next up when it comes to like leading that part of the army. He can't be dead, too, because then who are you going to go with? Like, you can't... I'm going with living... God, and he's basically my flip a coin of who's going to be sitting.
Oh yeah,
at the end
you like you, yeah. No.
God, I only have one dead so far. I need to go
exactly. That's why I'm going dead. You know what? Like I just see him being ultimately the guy that has a good heart. One of the very few Lannisters. Even though Jaime, we'll talk about him in a second. I have Tyrion doing something very heroic and dying dead.
Okay.
Now the Kingslayer, Jaime Lannister.
Yeah, easy for me in this one. Too big of a character to be living at the end. He's dead. He dies, and probably at this point, I'm guessing, without knowing anything, he dies trying to kill his lover, his sister. Like, it gets to that point where maybe he gets through the Night Walkers, and then all of a sudden, everyone's coming from the south, and it gets nasty where he is in a confrontation with his sister. And who's the big dude that always watches the sister? Was it the Mountain?
Yeah.
Chops his head off.
Yeah.
Like in a bad, brutal death.
You got him dead. Wow, because I have the same scenario. He's either going to kill Cersei's or she's going to kill him.
Yep.
You went dead?
I went dead.
God, I agree with you. God damn it, I agree with you.
There are plenty that we don't have on the same
page. I'm going dead. I want them all dying. Dead.
I want them all dead.
All right, now one of my favorite characters, because I am the guy. If you speak to me, I'm super consistent. The bigger the asshole, the more I like him, because I just the acting is so impressive. Cersei's, the leader of the Lannisters. So you're saying that Jaime is going to be dead. Do you say she's going to be alive?
No, she's going to be dead too at the end.
Dead.
Yeah. Somewhere in that last episode, maybe even before the Mother of Dragons dies, she gets killed and she is off the... The last remaining Lannister is going to be the imp, in my mind.
I got her living. And I have her living in a way that she's going to be unhappy living. So there's going to be a lot of death around her, and she's not going to be thrilled about living. But I guess that's her whole thing, that if she's living, she's probably happy, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
But I got her living. I really hope Game of Thrones, which is a soap opera, by the way.
That's
listen to
it
us
is.
Right now.
It's We're a male soap opera,
right.
Yeah.
I really hope they give some of the bad people, the people who we are trained to hate, like Xerxes, I hope that they live in a weird way. I hope it's not just all the, Jon Snow and Daenerys
of course.
Off on a dragon making love in the air.
And I don't even think that could happen. I've got her dead.
You got her dead?
Mother of Dragons is not going to make it.
The new knight, Brienne, which was a whole thing where I'm like, is this a huge setup for her to die? And I'm saying, yes, she's dying.
I'm going yes, dying too, because I think that she's in that scene that I'm kind of making up in my head where Jaime and Cersei are in the room together and she's got to defend Jaime basically with one hand against the Mountain, against that big dude. And that big dude just slices her apart also. I feel it's going to be a sad death because I think she's a favorite character of a lot of people now. But that's the whole point
They're building her character
up. They're building her up to kill her.
She got up and was a knight. I mean,
everyone teared up in the room, and it's like, oh my God. And she's a big part of that whole little semicircle of let's.
She's now accepted as a warrior, as a woman.
She's leading part of this army or a leading part of the stuff. And I think this next episode, Jamie's going to be underneath her. She's going to save Jamie again. It's going to end up being in a room with Cersei, the Mountain, Brienne, and Jamie. And literally, the Mountain's going to be the only one that makes it out of that room.
Well, I didn't include him, but what's the hound?
The Hound.
The Hound versus the Mountain Part 2?
It's going to end up happening at some point.
I look forward to that.
It has to, right?
I look forward to that.
It's like the heavyweight championship in wrestling. You know at a certain point Andre the Giant's going to fight Hulk Hogan, but there's got to be a buildup.
And I feel like they're going to give us the Hound.
The fight we want.
Yeah, no, I think they're going to give us the Hound taking down the Mountain.
Yes.
We'll see on that. All right. This weird-ass character, Bran. Man, when Jaime Lannister saw Bran and he realized, holy shit, I'm the one who just... Threw him out of a window. I did that. I put him in.
I did that. Yeah.
So everyone's saying he's the key. That he, him, and the what is it? The knight.
The Night King, or whatever they want.
That
to call
they're
him
like. Now. There's yeah. some type of.
There's a connection between those
right,
two somehow.
And the Night King, if he dies, and the whole army dies, and he's going to be, and they're going to be coming after Bran because of the three-eyed raven. This is where this shit gets a little crazy.
I know.
Does Bran live or not?
No, he does not.
You have him dead.
He's dead by the end of the show, somehow, some way, because he sort of sacrifices something to save someone else. And it honestly could be the fact that he sacrifices himself for Jon Snow at the end.
I really like
the
call.
Or for one of the sisters.
I'm going to go contrary on this one. I got him living.
Okay.
Am I writing this down, the whole thing?
I love this.
All right. One of my favorites. Reek, a.k.a. Penisless, a.k.a. Theon Greyjoy. I mean, this one to me is just as utterly easy as possible. He's going to protect Bran in... I got him dead. I just got him dead.
Unfortunately, I have to agree with you on this one. He is going
to
die.
He's got nothing to live for anymore. He can't.
Death
yeah.
Because he's going to try to save ass when but it comes to the Stark family and Bran. And that's why he said in the last episode, I'll go out there and sit in the front with him. I'm going to save him. I'm going to protect him. He is going to die a gruesome death. Like, I'm talking arms and legs, like, pulled apart, like something
nasty. He basically
nasty.
Raised his hand and said, I'm going
to
die.
I'd like to die first. Thank you very much. And to tell you the truth, with all, like, the betting aspects of this and, like, where people take bets on this, he's probably at, like, 2-1 to die.
Or 1-1. Even odds.
And I just think it's not going to be the first. Like, there's going to be a couple people that I think that die before him, but he's going to be gruesomely killed.
Theon Greyjoy and Brienne are both... really, really long shots to live.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, just a few more small characters, then we'll be done with you guys.
Okay.
Samwell, you know.
He has to, like, stay alive, right? Like, I don't think there's a way for him to die, although the obvious is that he tries to save his girlfriend and the baby and somehow gets killed. I just don't think that's going to end up happening. He's too cool of a character, I think, at this point, because they made him from, like, the dork that doesn't know anything into this guy that now stands up in front of everybody and takes charge. He's not sitting on the Iron Throne at the end, but he will be alive at the end, probably because I have Jon Snow there also. Somewhere at the end of this, I think the two of them are going to be together.
I don't know. I'm going to go with living too.
Okay.
Just because I think he's a feel good character and
that's the problem.
He could sort of be helpful with the next step of the Game of Thrones.
But like the kid, like the baby is like growing up a little bit and like its name Sam also. Like if you need one good part of the show to feel good about when this whole thing is over and like 80 people are dead, it's going to be Sam.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. All right, three more.
Okay.
Davos, which is the blonde slash ginger with the beard, who is Daenerys, is, oh God, all he wanted to do was have sex with Daenerys. I mean, this is all he ever wanted. He looked at all those younger men that was getting her back in the day, and he couldn't slip it to her.
He couldn't do it. He couldn't. Is he still a stone person? Like, does he still have that thing like on his arm?
I feel like Sam took care of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if that's taken care of, he's not going to die that way. He dies protecting Mother of Dragons. He dies probably to somebody in like Cersei's crew and not the frozen zombies that are coming. But he does not make it. At the end of the show, he's gone.
Dead. Next. My favorite character, Tormund, the big Scottish-looking ginger who all he wants, he's not looking at these younger hotties. He's like, nah, give me Brienne. She is one whole lot of woman. What do you think?
I have a hard time saying he's going to die because he did drink the milk of a giant teat. He literally explained it in the last episode, which totally freaked me out, that he killed a giant and then went into their house and pretended to be the kid to the giant, the woman, and drank from her teats. And now he's got giant milk and giant blood in him. I have a hard time saying he's going to die. But then again, you look at it and say, of course he's going to die. of course he's
right.
going to. He's going to be fully heartbroken when he sees Brienne dead somewhere in the show, because that is his love.
He would
chop it off for her at that point. I do think at the end, though, he is alive. he's gonna make it.
You got you know what? I think so too. I think this guy is a warrior. I mean, dude, the guy somehow got through the wall being demolished by that dragon.
Yes.
I mean, how did he live through that?
Giant milk. Teat milk from a giant.
Right. So we're both going with living based off the teat milk.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good. Last one, and not a big character, Grey Worm. Grey Worm is the penis. How many penisless people are there? There's quite a few, it seems like.
Yeah.
So Grey Worm, for those who are not as big a nerd as us, is the leading military man for Daenerys. He's got that very gorgeous...
yes.
Girl that Daenerys is...
Right-hand woman. Yeah.
And that whole kissing scene at the end, and, oh, where do you want to... I want to explore the world. I'm going to take you there, and I will let you explore the world. I mean, is there any way...
Very good,
is there any way of saying, I am going to die, I have no shot of living?
Yeah,
I think he's dead. Last one I got is dead.
I have to agree with you on this. As much as I want to go living, just to go against you on this, he's on the front line, and he's like the top guy. He's going to be the first one that throws a spear, that gets into a fight. He's on the front line of this fight, of this battle. If he does make it out, then he should be sitting on the Iron Throne, because he's literally going to be fighting all the zombies, like at the front line. You're not going to survive that. Yet, he's an important character in this. I just think he's dead, and he's not dead right away. He might be one of the last ones dead, but he's another one that kind of sacrifices himself for either his girlfriend, for Mother of Dragons, for someone else, maybe even for the imp. He's dead somehow at the end.
Last one, just for fun, prop bet. Last prop bet, okay. And then we're done, because we've definitely nerded out on this thing. Okay. Who is the first person, major character, to die on Sunday night?
Wow.
Who is going to be the first person who dies?
It's going to be...
you better stay consistent to who you think is going to die.
No, you're right. You're right. I think it's going to be Greyjoy.
You got Greyjoy?
I think he's going to be the first one out.
I hate your call, because I think he's going to be protecting Bran, which is going to be take a little while to get to him. I just think it's going to be Brianna Tarth. That whole buildup with the night thing, she's going to go down, but she's going to go down in some serious way. Like, she's going to have multiple swords in her, but yet still taking people's heads off, because that's what kind of warrior she is.
She's nuts, yeah.
She's going to probably jump in front of something for Jaime Lannister, where, you know, she's got... I mean, are they throwing a little sexual...
No, there's a little more. It's a little more than a little. Like,
I don't know.
I have a feeling at some point in this next two episodes...
I guess you
got to
throw everything out the door when you're banging your sister. Why
but
not?
He doesn't like his sister anymore. Like, he came out and basically Jaime said, I'm done with her. That's why he's with the imp and his brother now. And I think he loves Brienne now. I think he loves her. And that's why he said, I'll fight for you and I'll knight you. And next time maybe I'll stick something in you. Like, I don't know. I just feel like before we're done with four episodes, she's got to have sex once, right? And it's going to be with Jaime.
I mean, I know that may sound a little crazy, but I would like to see what that looks like.
Right?
Oh, my God.
I mean, she's 6'8". Dude. Like, she's a big girl.
Yes.
Like, and she's not, one of these disgusting, ugly... I mean, she's not,
she's 6'8". Woman.
She's a six eight woman. And Jaime is fighting under her. She's helped Jaime out in the past. She vouched for Jaime. Like, Jaime's going to have to pay her back by possibly giving her a little sex.
You got the Reek going down first.
Yep.
I got Brienne of Tarth going down first, and we now have a little competition.
So
we've named quite a few players, dead or alive. We're going to go, basically, I have a little sheet here. I'm going to hold on to this one, and we're going to just cross off names.
I like it.
There is your Games of Thrones nerd out.
I think
we've done good.
No, this was the nerdiest podcast we've done, but I think it's warranted for what is going to happen in the next 96 hours here in the world. You're going to go from the NFL draft, which we talked about, to Avengers. I mean, last night Avengers started in theaters everywhere.
It's out there.
It's like every 2 hours in every theater around the country. So you're going to see Avengers over the weekend probably. Then you got Game of Thrones, and then Monday comes around. You talk about the draft. You talk at the water cooler about Game of Thrones. If you saw Avengers, you find the other nerd in the office that saw Avengers, and you go from there. This is the ultimate nerd weekend, and I'm glad to give you this podcast. This was the nerdiest nerd podcast we've done, and I'm damn proud of it.
I am wishy-washy on that, but if you're proud of it, I'm proud of it.
I'm proud of it.
Okay.
Most people are going to hate
nerded.
This.
Yeah,
yes.
It's okay.
That's okay, though.
Okay. If they got through it to here and they're listening to us right now, God damn it. That's awesome.
Good for you, and you deserve to go to Flanagan's with Armando in Miami, and that's just how we'll end it right then and there. I love you all. This was Volume 17, I believe. We'll talk to you again next week. We will talk about the draft, about Game of Thrones, and a little review since me and Noz are both seeing Avengers this weekend. Love you all. Speak to you next week.
Peace.
It's Zach and the Noz.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.